It's immoral, it has to stop, Ron Johnson denounces $6.3 trillion in congressional spending. By Jeff Poor on September 10, 2023. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, decried the immorality of congressional spending levels for 2023. In 2019, Congress spent $4.4 trillion, Johnson said. In 2023, the federal government is expected to spend $6.3 trillion. When I hear bipartisanship, and I asked Nancy, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, about this earlier, that Senate appropriators, and I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans, have gone, they're working on, to boost spending above the Fiscal Responsibility Act levels by classifying $14 billion of ordinary appropriations as emergency spending, fill-in host Duggan McDowell said. What the heck are members of your party doing? I know, Johnson replied. That's the uniparty. We have plenty of people in the Republican Party that also are happy to mortgage our children's future because spending money is popular. Bringing home the bacon to your district or to your state is popular. And we need the public to start getting energized about this and demanding that we stop doing it. There are some very simple things, like Preventing Government Shutdown Act. I passed that twice out of my committee. It's never had any serious chance of being enacted into law. That would give us tremendous leverage in these budget fights to actually start saying, okay, prioritize spending, or we will just spend at last year's level, he continued. By the way, in 2019, we spent $4.4 trillion. This year, we will spend something like $6.3 trillion. And they view that as a victory? This is completely out of control. It's the reason I ran. We're mortgaging our kids' future. It's immoral. It has to stop. But, again, when you're asking for bipartisanship, don't, because bipartisanship results in more spending and more mortgage of our children's future. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.